Down to the final stretch. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections less than 2 weeks away, candidates are busy campaigning for votes. At a rally at Florida's Ave Maria University, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis discussing how crime policies in Democrat-run cities lead to more crime.
In New York, you go commit these criminal offenses and they let you out without any bail. So people victimize their fellow New Yorkers, and then before they even go into court, they're committing more crimes.
Meanwhile, New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who is chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation that Democrats have plans to curb the nation's crime wave.
Well, what people need to know is that we have a plan for cheaper gas, cheaper groceries, cheaper housing, cheaper health care. We have a plan for safer streets, supporting good policing and attacking gun violence, which is so much of the problem, and supporting our freedoms, our reproductive freedoms, and our voting rights. And those are real plans.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle condemning the violent attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, in their San Francisco home. Here's Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott on ABC's This Week.
We've got to figure out how to bring our country back together where we have a civil conversation and, you know, we have no violence. I mean, what happened to Paul Pelosi is despicable. It's unacceptable.
The House Speaker was not at the residence during the attack. The suspect, 42-year-old David DePappy, is set to be arraigned Tuesday on charges including attempted homicide and elder abuse. A full recovery is expected for 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, who had surgery for a skull fracture. Leftist Lula da Silva narrowly defeating far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro to again become Brazil's president. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Law enforcement agencies in border towns continue to see human smuggling cases. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The largest group that we have seen cross the border illegally all week, about 100 yards from where I'm standing right now, is the Rio Grande. So the migrants cross the river, then they can crawl underneath the fence. The foreman of this ranch here in Normandy tells us that this is about 2 days worth of accumulation. It takes another 2 days to clean all of this. A lot of migrants come with wet clothes, obviously, after crossing the river, and then they change into their clean clothes here, and then they're processed by Border Patrol. These are the migrants who want to turn themselves into Border Patrol, but some don't. We have a chase out of Kinney County that reached speeds of 140 miles an hour. The driver was an 18-year-old out of San Antonio. He was carrying three illegal migrants in the car.
The city of New York agreeing to pay $26 million to two men who were exonerated last year for the 1965 assassination of Malcolm X. The state of New York will pay $10 million. The wrongful convictions led to 84-year-old Muhammad Aziz and the late Khalil Islam spending decades in prison. Good news regarding the cobra that was on the loose in Sweden.
The 7-foot deadly snake known as Houdini escaped from its home in a Swedish zoo about a week ago, slithering through and out of a light fixture on the ceiling. Zoo officials spent the week looking everywhere, including inside the walls of the Skansen Aquarium, using X-ray machines. Houdini was found snug between two walls. The zoo started drilling holes in the walls to get it out, but then it disappeared. Turns out it managed to crawl out of the space by itself, find its way back to its terrarium. Zoo officials say the snake would not have survived outside of the building because of the cold. The zoo CEO saying Sunday it was too stressful for Houdini with all the holes in the walls, so he wanted to go home again.
That's Fox's Shayna Estelin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.